County Fairgrounds. We're going to talk to Dale Jones. And Dale Jones has been featured in a lot of things, and he does a lot of county fairs, and he is a comedic juggler.
That would be true.
I understand that you're a one-arm comedic juggler. How did that come about?
Well, I actually, as a way to get girls, is the way it came about. When I was a sophomore in high school, I had a bad arm, and I was a short, little, scrawny kid, and I walked into the school cafeteria, and there was a guy juggling for a whole table full of girls, and the girls were going crazy, and I decided that this was worth a try, so I walked into the lunch line and picked out a couple oranges. I knew you could juggle with two with one hand somehow, and I tried it, and about the fourth or fifth time, I actually did it, and it was like a magical moment in my life. I couldn't believe that I could actually do it. I mean, I was awful at it, but I could do it. So I was showing everybody for two or three days, and finally my friend said, okay, you can juggle. You stink, though. I don't want to ever see it again. And so I went into my room, and I practiced, and I didn't show anybody for about a year. And I practiced so hard that by the time I came out after that year and started showing people again, I was already getting pretty good. And that's where it started.
Okay, so you only have one hand. You want to tell the audience so that they know what happened to your other hand?
I heard it when I was 8 years old. I fell off of a jungle gym, and I broke it very bad. It was 1964, and the blood clotted. And in 1964, when you had a blood clot, it was a huge deal. They didn't even know that aspirin was a blood thinner. So I lost almost all the use of my hand. And I was a patient at Shriners Hospital for 10 years. And they got it so I could sort of make a pinch. It's not a great pinch, and I don't have much strength in it. But cannot grip a ball in my right hand. I can use it a little bit. I can put things in it. But that's pretty much the story right there.
I see you're a motivational speaker. What is that? What do you do with that?
As it turns out, I was the first one-handed juggler in history. Now, I had no idea of that at the time when I was starting out. But nobody could ever find another one-handed juggler. Everybody wanted me to talk about that right off the bat, so it's kind of a natural progression for me to start speaking about it and how I went around problems that I would have. For instance, if I were to perform early on, there were a lot of people that would say, well, can't you do three, because they knew that you juggled with three, and that was very difficult at the time for me, so I had to invent a new way of doing it, and I kept on with this kind of inventive strain, and what eventually came about was what I call the bounce multiplex juggling system, and it's where I use a knee and a foot on my right side instead of using my right hand.
Well, it sounds like you get a lot of exercise.
I do get a lot of exercise. You're right about that, And when I juggle, when I have a exercise or a juggling session, it is very strenuous.
Well, that's good. You should stay in forever, Dale.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you consider, and then you added comedy to it. So what do you like more, the comedy or the juggling?
You know, that's really interesting. I concentrate on the show. I want the show to be excellent. And the show entails everything. It entails the juggling and it entails the comedy. Almost as soon as I started juggling and showing people what I had learned and come up with, I wanted them to laugh somehow. I don't know. It was kind of a natural progression. I wanted to entertain them. It's actually held up very well and done very well for me to be an entertainer, because as I get older, and I'm 51 now, it's awfully nice to not have to have the pressure of being perfect as long as you have a terrific show. And again,
like anybody's perfect.
Well, I try to be perfect as I can, but it's like I say, it's kind of nice to not have the pressure of not worrying so much about the perfection and juggling, and sort of instead focus on more of having a as close to you can perfect show. Because I mean, I can tell when I've really entertained people, and at a certain point you have to think, well, I couldn't have done any better in the entertainment aspect, and the entertainment aspect is the show.
I see that you've done, from your website, you have done one heck of a lot of fairs. Which fair did you do first? Do you remember?
You know, I guess I did a festival first. It was called the Festival of the Little Hills in St. Charles, Missouri. And there was a festival, Hill Day. And it was in the Italian section of St. Louis, obviously. They call it the Hill. And those are the first kind of fairs that I did. They were actually festivals. But the first big fair that I did was the Illinois State Fair. And there were so many county fairs, and it's just hard to remember. But those are the fairs that really got me going in the fair market. And I really like fairs because there's a combination of people. It's everybody.
How long have you been doing this?
I started professionally probably in 1975. So it's been a long time.
Have you ever considered doing anything else? I mean, did you train for something else?
I have a PR degree, but I went after the PR degree after I was already a professional juggler. So the answer is no.
So I take it you like it. And how long do your shows last?
My shows can last anywhere from 15 minutes to over an hour. At a fair, obviously, it would be probably closer to a half an hour, although at the fair that I'm doing right now, the Wilson County Fair in Tennessee, they seem to want it very short. I'm very good at reading what the audience wants, and if I think they want me to end, that's okay with me. It's very important that I keep track of what the audience wants and what they're doing. And in this particular case, they've never had a performer quite like me, where I don't know how to say this, but they at this fair, I'm actually street performing. Now, sometimes, a lot of times, I'm on stage, obviously, but at this fair, I'm not, and they've never had that before. So they seem to get antsy at about 15 minutes, and that's okay. It's just a training process that they have to go through.
So you really involve the audience, then?
I do. I have a lot of audience participation, and the one thing that's been said about me probably more often than anything else is that I seem to be able to get a rapport with the audience that is almost unheard of. And that seems to translate to the stage very well, even if I have 4,500 people or, even audiences larger than that. It's just, I don't know, I've performed for so long and I'm very comfortable with it. It's, the stage is kind of like my home. It's like the living room. So it's easy for me to get a rapport with an audience.
And how do you think you do with the teenagers? Teenagers are so hard to please.
I don't really think so. Now, there are times when teenagers are very tough at the beginning of the show, where they're not sure if this is really something for them. They're very concerned that it could be a kid's show, and they don't want to be caught in a kid's show where they would have to be embarrassed. But if there are times when they heckle me a little bit at the start, but if they hang around, which they almost always do, very quickly they come over to my side and realize, hey, wait a minute, this is something I do want to see. So I don't really have that trouble with teenagers that a lot of acts do.
Well, Dale, in the light of the fact that you said it yourself, you're getting older, how long do you intend to keep doing this?
I love what I do. I absolutely love it. I cannot picture myself doing anything else. I don't know what else I would even want to do. This is actually something that is very, very... It takes a lot of intelligence, and in order for you to do a show correctly, there are so many things that are going on that a performer has to be aware of. You're supposed to look at everybody at least twice. You have to know if they're antsy. You have to know if you need to quicken the pace or slow down the pace. You have to know if they want more juggling or if they want to be entertained with something funny. There are so many things one has to be aware of when they are in front of a crowd and they are doing a show correctly that it takes so much concentration and so much intelligence that it's almost overwhelming. And it pleases me, and it seems to please the audience. So I think they'll probably have to wheel me away one day. Because I just don't think I'll want to quit this.
Yeah, that's quite a statement. You know, a lot of people, they start careers and they go from career to career to career. But I have found too, from the county fairgrounds site, that one of the things that's nice, entertainment's always a wonderful thing. It's nice to make people laugh, to see people happy, and to help people. So that's one of the reasons that we do what we do too, and that's one of the reasons we're doing this podcast. And thank you very much, Dale Jones. Thoroughly enjoyed talking to you, and I'm sure that our listeners will love to hear what you have to say.
All right. Hey, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.